When Sharon Yule Foster was growing up in an African-American family, she often heard that she also had American Indian roots, and that is certainly not uncommon. The phenomenon of African-American families wondering if they have American Indian heritage is widespread. Later in her life, when researching her genealogy, she found it was in fact true. Sharon Yule Foster is an author based in Durham. She's written a number of books, including Abraham's Well and The Resurrection of Nat Turner, and she joins us on the program. Sharon, welcome back. Good to have you here, as always.
Oh, thank you. I'm really pleased to be here.
Tell us about when you first started hearing about your Indian ancestry.
You know, when I was a little kid, I remember people talking about there being Indian in my family. And then, of course, all the kids on the playground, everybody had Indian in their family. And so I kind of thought it was, but then when the 70s came along and I blew out my afro and all that stuff, I kind of pushed it to the side. I thought, you know, so. But there was no real hard evidence, at least not that I was aware of.
Well, let me ask you about that, about this idea that in many families, this was a story that people told without the details, just sort of you grew up knowing this. What do you think is behind that?
Well, I think that there was obviously much more connection between Native people and people of African descent than what we talk about. I know from my research when I was writing Abraham's Well that there were also Native American tribes that had slaves. And we don't talk about that very much, like the Cherokee. But there were also people of African descent that married into tribes or just became friends and therefore became part of the tribe.
Well, tell us what you found out when you started doing your research.
Well, when I started doing my research, actually it was easier finding my Native American roots than it was finding my African-American roots. I knew that my great-grandmother on my paternal great-grandmother, that her name was Emma Irwin. And I started doing research and actually found census records that mentioned her and mentioned her father, who would have been, I guess, my great-great-grandfather, and then also her grandmother. And it turns out that they started out in North Carolina and moved to Indian Territory around the time of the Trail of Tears, when the Native Americans were forced from the East Coast to what is now Oklahoma. So it looks like my relatives were actually on the Trail of Tears, my Cherokee relatives.
And were the Irwins Cherokee?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes.
And then how did they connect to African-American families, and how did you find the records?
Well, my this is really unusual. My great-grandfather, Newton Yule, is actually mentioned in a census record. There was a slave owner, and he mentioned several slaves that were children. Now, I don't know whether that means that they were his children. There was a slave woman, but no man mentioned. I don't know whether P.D. Yule, who was the owner, was their father or not. I don't know that, but
And was he Native American?
No, he was white.
All right.
And at some point in Indian Territory, what is now Oklahoma, my great-grandfather and my great-grandmother got together, and they moved to Texas. And so there's actually a marriage license of the two of them marrying.
Well, that would have been unusual because that would have been illegal?
It was illegal. Huh. And so prior to their marrying, she shows up as Cherokee. It's funny, but the county that they moved next to in Texas is called Cherokee County. She shows up as Cherokee. You can find her going through schools and everything. But once they married, then she became colored. But there are pictures of her. I remember as a little kid seeing this picture of this, what I thought was a man looking really stern. And I would think to myself, who is that man? And then I found out it was my great-grandmother. And when I looked at her again, my father looked almost identical if only he were wearing a wig and not smiling. So,
tell us about your book, Abraham's Well.
Well, Abraham's Well is set in 1831. It follows the Cherokee and people of African descent who traveled the Trail of Tears, which was, again, that forced removal from the East Coast. And so it is the journey of one woman and she starts out as a girl finding herself as she moves westward.
We think of the Trail of Tears as the Cherokee story, but there's African-Americans who were part of that as well. Tell us about that.
Well, there were, as I said before, some of the Cherokee owned slaves. Mm-hmm. And so when they went west, they took them with them. Sometimes the person of African descent had married into a family and they went west with them. There's a quote in the book from Wilma Mankiller, who was once the chief of the Cherokee Nation, and she talks about the fact that the story of the Cherokee on the Trail of Tears has been told, but not very much about the people of African descent. And so I wanted to tell that story, and part of it was inspired by research that my daughter, Linnea, was doing. She's a master's candidate at Central. And so she was writing a paper, and it just inspired me to write the story.
When you found this out, I mean, again, you'd heard it. You weren't very sure about, you know, okay, everybody talked this way. And then in the 70s, again, sort of embracing your African-American heritage and African heritage, too, as well.
Yes.
What does it mean, then, to find out that did it make any difference to you to find out you had these other identities?
Yes, because I began writing the story just like it was a story outside of myself. But once I found out that my people, my actual people, were on the trail, then it became more personal to me. And in the story, she's always trying to find her way home. And I guess it was sort of that thing for me. It was finding my way home, not completely home, but sort of finding my way home.
What was the biggest revelation or change for you when you on this journey home?
Just that I had been living with these people all these years who were part Cherokee and had no idea. I sat on my grandfather's lap, and my grandfather was at least half Cherokee and African American, and I believe white also. But I sat on his lap and had just no understanding. And the other thing was, I used to laugh, and when we would go and visit, I would look and go, oh, they're all so fair. Why am I not that color? Well, they were all half Cherokee, you know? And so I included some pictures in Abraham's Well of some of my family members.
Sharon, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sharon Ewell Foster, an author based in Durham. Her books include Abraham's Well and The Resurrection of Nat Turner. Just ahead, a new documentary explores Lumbee working class life in Robeson County. Stay with us on The State of Things.